We're living in times of a big economic downturn. Many people in industrialized nations are losing their jobs, while poor countries are getting poorer. Violence, theft, and even suicide seem on the increase. Often, immigrants take much of the blame. Here in Italy, people from Eastern Europe and the Maghreb are often blamed for much of the growing violence, while the foreigner in general is increasingly frowned upon because of the perception that he has taken away Italian jobs. I asked the head of policy at the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission, John Bingham, to tell us how he sees the current crisis and where it's likely to go.
That's going to be the question of these next few years for sure, one of the hardest questions for our societies, whether the societies receiving migrants or societies from which migrants come. The global crisis is hitting the whole planet. It's hitting north and south and east and west in dramatically similar ways. It's hitting the economies. It's hitting jobs directly. It's hitting livelihoods at all levels. It's hitting people of positions in business. It's hitting people at farms. It's a challenge for everyone. For migrants, in particular, for migrants who have moved in order to find jobs, there's a double hit directly on their ability to work in countries where there have been jobs, and a hit on their families at home, most of whom rely very directly on the earnings that the husband or the wife or the mother or the father or someone in the family has only been able to make in the country to which they've migrated. So it's an issue from every direction, and it is an issue that unfortunately raises in these very rough times a greater degree of anxiety on the part of countries receiving migrants towards those who come. And that's to say that even in good times, we've seen much too much in any number of countries of a reaction against the stranger in the land or the foreigner who's come for work. So much the worse and so much more troubling in times of global crisis.
You are very close to the migrant issue, but what do you say to, for example, the Italian factory worker or the French builder who blames foreigners for taking his job away and putting him on the street in his own country?
Yeah. Well, what we say is first and always to be always careful with discrimination of any kind or any kind of approach of distinction or separation that might not actually be warranted by a reality. Someone who has come from another country may well be a resident of a country, may well be a worker in any kind of job for many years and contributing to the society in which they live and work in every way comparable to a citizen who's been born there. That contribution goes to not only the performing of services and other labor, it goes to paying taxes. And in the combination of performing services and labor and paying taxes, they actually go towards strengthening the economy. They go towards supporting jobs for broader numbers of people, broader numbers of native-born workers, as well as perhaps people from other countries. So the migrant laborer, as much as they can be seen as taking jobs, actually support jobs and create jobs. Research in any number of European countries have gone to demonstrate that exactly that phenomenon, the actual job creating value of migrant workers and migrant entrepreneurs in countries that receive migrants, a role of actually saving cities throughout Europe and other countries that had been on the decline for demographic reasons, for industrial and economic reasons, saved by an influx of a number of migrants or migrant communities. So migrants are actually part of the solution, not part of the problem. It's a difficult dynamic because it begins with the very hard reality and the suffering that the people have who lose jobs, whether they're citizens or migrants. So it's a hard dynamic to work with, and it has to be done carefully.
Now, you work, John, with refugees and migrants in more than 30 countries around the world. What are some of their stories, and how is this economic crisis affecting them?
Yeah, the effect of the crisis is very individual and personal in the lives of the people with whom we work. At the broadest level, the hardest effect of this crisis is on the ability of people to work for a fair earning and feed their families. That's what the bulk of the world's 200 million migrants move across borders, leave their homes for, sometimes leave their families, their children for. And that's to find work that's not available at home, to work hard at that job or in many cases two jobs, and in large numbers send some of the paycheck, some of the earnings home to feed the family, to take care of the kids, to send them to school, hopefully to give them an opportunity to not migrate someday, to be able to earn a living in the country at home. And the migrant dream that we encounter most often, the migrant worker's dream, is to be able to return home and to be at home and to, if necessary, work at home, but to be with family in the country in which they were born.
Well, you're right, John. We've talked about wars and economic factors contributing to so many people leaving their homes to look for a better life elsewhere. But, you know, one thing we haven't considered is that with global warming, with the shortages, increasing shortages of water, what is believed to happen sooner or later, the increasing size of the oceans, with little islands disappearing, we're going to see more and more immigration. So if we don't get it right now, what are we going to do later?
Yeah, well, we have to get it right, you know, every day and month and not just all at once. It's migration, and human mobility has been with us since the beginning of time. It's one of the great builders of human civilization, of the very societies now that sometimes struggle with newcomers are fundamentally migrant built. So we have to get it right. Every step of the way, we have to adjust to realities. Climate change is certainly a set of worries. Only one of which is the question of migrants that are losing their places of birth and losing their countries with no option but to migrate. That's a phenomenon that has to be addressed. Yes, and the world has come together and is coming together to try and consider the migration aspect of climate change, along with the myriad of other concerns there. The idea of responding to migration, or the need to respond to migration, is not just one to imagine we can close doors and it'll be over. That would hurt the countries that need migrants as much as it would hurt the individual migrants and the families themselves. The challenge of the day and the challenge each day and moment in this, whether it's reacting to climate change possibilities or wars or conflicts or natural problem of famine or other is to manage the migration. And that calls for bringing together all of the actors, the political actors at national and regional levels, the international institutions of the United Nations, among others, civil society organizations with the church always active on these issues, and other organizations, with the media, the role of the media increasingly important as a major actor and driver of action and reaction on these matters.
We haven't mentioned Pope Benedict and the Church's calls for integrating migrant communities into our societies.
Yes.
Is enough emphasis being placed on integrating migrants today?
Yeah, integration is one of the most important challenges facing societies and migrants alike. Migrants move to a country to either live there for a long period of time or sometimes just to work with shorter projects in mind. But the question of integration is itself, it's a challenge day to day. It's how a migrant lives in a society and is perceived in a society. It's how a society welcomes or not that migrant, and how together they hold together with some kind of social cohesion. The church, you know, always talks of common good. So as much as some think that the church is only on the side of migrants or blindly on the side of migrants and foreigners, that's not where the church stands. That's not where the church hopes the situation will move, and that's not where we pray. Where we stand and hope and pray is for a sense of common good in neighborhoods, in cities, and in countries, and then a universal common good among nations and across the globe, where we can look at the needs of a society that's receiving migrants and the needs of migrants, all, you know, as human reflections of God, and say, you know, how do we make this thing work? Integration is a key, you know, is a key to a sense of belonging, a sense of solidarity, and the achievement of a common good.
And a warm thanks there to John Bingham, who is head of policy at the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission.